Want to welcome everybody to City of Shore Acres. City Council meeting Monday, August 24th, 2015, 7 p.m. First line of business, 1.0 is called order. Roll call, Mr. Stahl.
Alderman Wheeler.
Here.
Mayor Pro Tim Adams.
Here.
Mayor Moses.
Here.
Alderman Schnell.
Present.
Alderman McCowan.
Here.
Alderman Jennings.
Present.
Thank you, Mr. Stahl. Moving on to item 2.0, Pledges of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic which stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. On the American flag, I pledge allegiance to the Texas, one state under God, one and indivisible.
Moving on to item 3.0, special presentations. There are none tonight. We're going to move down to item 4.0, approval of minutes. Moving down to item 4.1, regular council meeting, August 10, 2015. If the council has had time to review those minutes, I'd entertain a motion.
Motion.
Thank you, Mr. Wheeler. Do we have a second?
Second.
Thank you, Jerome. Second been made. We have a motion on the floor. Is there any questions from the council? And that being, all those in favor?
Aye.
Against? Moving on to item 4.2. Council workshop meeting, August 13, 2015. If the council's had time to review, I entertain a motion.
Motion.
Thank you, Alderman Schnell. Second?
Second.
Was that you, Mr. Jennings?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Thank you, sir. Any questions over the council meeting, workshop, excuse me? None? All those in favor?
Aye.
All those against? Ayes have it. Moving on to item 4.3, council workshop meeting, August 19, 2015. If the council's had time to entertain that, I'll review that. I'll entertain a motion.
Motion.
And Mr. Adams, we have a second.
Second.
Any questions from the council? All those in favor?
Aye.
All those against? Ayes have it. Moving on to item 5.0, council reports and requests. 5.1, Mayor Moses. 5.1.1, discussion with the City of LaPorte exploring possible agreement on collection of heavy trash. That's been a big item here for us, and I will tell the citizens and the council, I had a discussion with Mr. Alexander, the city manager of LaPorte today, a little bit shortly after 4. They have not been able to come to a conclusion of this as of yet. They hope to have an answer by Friday. I will say, though, it was in a very positive motivation. They are working at it. They did not say no. What's going on? They're having a little bit of heartburn in the heavy trash department. The manager is there trying to figure out, because they're not on a quarterly basis. They're on a cycle basis. So they're trying to work it out how they can do it on a cycle basis at the revenues that are generated out there. So it is moving forward. It's not a negative. It's not a positive. Right now, he has to address it with other folks. They're going to work on it tomorrow with some more information that was requested that they need, which is a positive because they are looking at it without just saying no. He said by the end of the week he should have a positive on that to let us know. If they were to give us a go on this and work something out with us, they have to present this to their board, just like us, the council, and they have to approve it. So, but we are moving in a positive direction that way. So, at this time, that's about all the information I can give, because I cannot speak for the city of LaPorte. However, I'm very, very happy with the fact that they're taking time to review this, and they are going through this headache process to try to figure this out for us. If that option was to fall through, we are going to explore other options. We're starting to look at those options now. I don't want to put a lot of time and effort in something as of yet if we can make this work. I'm hoping this will work, but we are waiting to see. Any questions from council on that? I'll entertain any if you have any.
When you say cycle, what is that roughly?
I do not have any clue idea.
Okay.
I didn't get any details with him on that. All right, moving on to item 5.1.2. Yeah, items of community interest. I want to bring the folks up. There was a total violation that occurred, but only a small portion of it. What had happened is we had posted a workshop meeting, I believe it was a workshop meeting, that was posted outside the city hall but was not on the website. That is against TOMA. However, we followed up with TML, we followed up with our city attorney, TML, had no issues with it whatsoever. It was posted, it just was a technical error. So for transparency reasons, I wanted the citizens to be aware of that. It was on my agenda to let you know. There is no penalties at it in any way. I also spoke with T.M. Allen, called him after our city attorney had called him, and there was not any problem whatsoever. So I felt very good about that. But I wanted the folks to be aware of it. But we did address the issue. Like I said, it was only a technical issue.
Okay. Mayor Moses.
Yes.
Just for clarification, TOMA.
Yeah, Texas Open Meetings Act. Okay. I can't get into too much other than that discussing it because it could be a violation with the council according to the legal. So I'm going to let it go with that. But the Texas Open Meetings Act means we need to be very cautious. And the council members are all aware of this, that once we adjourn a meeting, especially if there's more than two of us there, it can form a quorum and cause a problem by penalty by either jail time and or by fine or both. So it's something that we have to be aware of at all times. So when you come up to ask us a question and there's three of us standing there and we've already been adjourned, don't expect us to answer. Most of us are probably going to hightail it out of there because it can be a problem. A one-on-one is one thing. But when you start getting more than one council member, then you run into issues. So, as you know, we don't get paid for this. I don't think any of us want to have to pay a fine for it either. Moving on to item 6.0, public hearings, public comments. 6.1, public comments. This is the opportunity to the public to address the council or comment on items which appear on the agenda. Time is limited to 5 minutes per speaker. Comments are directed to the city council. Dialogue with the audience is not permitted. Council members are prohibited by law participating in discussion, deliberation, or items specifically identified on this agenda. Now, with that being said, I'll start to my right, work my way to the left. Any questions from the citizens? Name and address, please, sir. Take the podium.
Howard Dahl, 511 Baywood. I guess this comes under community interest. David. What's the status on trimming the weeds that are now 8 feet tall around the gazebo? You put this down on your agenda of things to do back on the 4th.
Yep, Bob, follow the bullets.
Okay. That's it.
Thank you, sir. We appreciate it.
Yes.
Okay, go ahead, sir.
Lower Mayor, I live at 11103 Shorty Boulevard, and I'm bringing something to council. And I have a very serious concern about it because it is causing me some problems right now. Dust and drainage. The city issued a permit to my neighbor, which I'm not here to cause trouble to my neighbor or even help my neighbor, but I think the contractor that the permit was issued to, their cause, this last rain we had, I had a lot of lime and mud and sand going in my property. And this is 1101. I thought about it with copies, but this just gives the illustration of what's going on there. Okay. And all I'm asking is, I don't know what direction to go with. I have this state and city ordinances on drainage, but he hasn't even mitigated any dust. I mean, I was getting lime. You can see the different coloration on my windows, my air conditioner. I think the contractor's responsibility is to mitigate the hazards and the dust that's created. Now, with hurricane season, I'm getting the runoff. And I bought this house from Mr. Krause, and he spent a lot of money on drainage and what they call French drain, the yard and everything. Now I'm going to be impacted by my neighbor's outfall. And I think that as whoever inspects or does the permit, should at least make sure that in the ordinance or compliance with keeping the dust down and outflow the water and make sure. If you look at that one picture there, that's my property line. And these are 12-foot palms. That's why I was like, it goes like this. And that's lime and everything going on these palms. And it's running off into my property. And he's on the other side of the property, too, which I've talked to the neighbor. He's don't know what to do about it. But I just want to address this concern, and I appreciate the council's time. And give me help with what I need to do. I mean, I don't even know this neighbor, but I don't want to make any problems for him. But I think the contractor has a responsibility to at least do some correction. Because when I moved there at the end of June, 2 weeks of dumping heavy loads, and they were just dumping, boom, 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 and you know, they're in compliance with that, that's fine. Just the dust is off. And the storm runoff is what I'm really concerned about, too. I guess it's called flood flow. So. Just want to address that to City Council.
Thank you, sir. I'm sorry. We can't.
I know. That's my first meeting.
Just to let you know, we will follow up
with
the city administrator on that for you. Thank you very much. Ms. Bass.
Journey Bay, 6168. 3 days. Mosquitoes, 6 foot still. And then the heavy trash, I don't think anyone is looking at their water bill to see that we're not having it. And I thought maybe we could utilize the telephone system that alerts people. So I like to let them know that we don't have heavy trash pickup right now and won't till something's resolved, because people are still putting their stuff out to be picked up. And then third is the budget. My sore point. I don't know how long we can operate at a deficit budget. I don't know how long our reserves will last. I don't think they'll last too much longer. And I voted for every one of y'all up there. Every one of y'all at one election or another, thinking something with you is solved. But yet we still have deficit budgets. And like I said, I don't know how long the reserves last. They can't last much long. And then do we have a plan B when the money runs out? There won't be any reserves when the money runs out. And on a final note, I know as a household, I don't think any of y'all would run your household on a deficit budget. I don't think you'd run the business with a deficit budget.
All right, we're going to move off to 6.0 to 7.0. Check the scratch on it. Yeah. 7.1, monthly financial report, Mr. Stahl.
Financial report is in your packet. I would note that through the end of July, we have collected 92% of the revenues in the budget, and we have only expended 73% of the expenditures that were budgeted. That means that revenues exceed expenditures in the end of July by $505,420. The balances of our checking accounts, general fund balance at month's end, $251,985. The utility fund is $55,047. Our text pool balance, investment pool, is $745,971. Our certificates of deposit have a maturity value, and they've been untouched, $255,852. And I would note that our sales tax for the month of July is 20% ahead of where it was in July of last year. The general sales tax revenue being $6,676, and the road maintenance tax $1,669. And that's the financial report.
Thank you, Mr. Stahl. Any questions from council for Mr. Stahl? If none, moving on to item 8.0, business. 8.1, consideration and approval of invoices. Council's at time to look over the invoices. I'll entertain a motion.
Make a motion to adjourn the bill.
Alderman Snell, do we have a second?
Second.
Thank you, Mr. Wheeler. Do we have any questions for the council on consideration for the invoices? If none, all those in favor?
Aye.
All those against? The ayes have it. Moving on to item 8.2, consideration and action to adopt resolution number 2015-153, authorizing the mayor to sign an administrative services agreement with ICMA Retirement Corporation. Mr. Stahl.
ICMA is the International City County Management Association. They're similar, or is a state agency as well. The RC is their retirement corporation. They administer public retirement funds. What this item on the agenda does is it lets Shore Acres join virtually every other city in providing our employees with a 457 plan, which is equivalent to a 401k in private industry. For local government, it's a different instrument. It's a 457. It is a zero load to the city. It allows employees to withhold up to the IRS limits from their income. We do a payroll deduction, and we send it to the security folks, who at this point is Vantage. When ICMA does the administration of that, all of the administrative fees are paid out of the accounts, so the city doesn't pay any of that. Our only role is to do a payroll deduction so that it goes pre-tax from the employee to their own retirement fund. It's their fund. It's not a city fund. We don't participate in it. We don't have any skin in that game. And it's transportable, so if they leave here, they can go somewhere else and keep the money in there or roll it over into a 401 if they're in a private industry or another 457. So this is a valuable benefit that we can provide to our employees for no cost. And ICMA is also the administrator for the City of LaPorte program. And that's what you've got.
Okay. That being said, can we get a motion on the floor for this?
Make a motion.
Thank you, sir. Can we have a second?
Second.
Thank you, Mr. Jean. Any questions for Mr. Stahl about this? All those in favor?
Aye.
Against? The ayes have it. Before we adjourn tonight, I'm going to do something a little bit different. Just take a moment. I'm going to start with Mr. Jennings. All of Mr. Jennings down there at the end. Mr. Jennings, do you have any final comments for the evening to say? If none, that's fine. Just wave on and move on.
Okay.
Mr. Jerome.
I'd like to thank all the citizens that show up to these meetings twice a month. I know it takes away from your family time and your personal time, and just the fact that you make the effort, it encourages us to stay on and try to stay on target. So thank you all very much for most of the time you're backing us, and sometimes you're not, but, you know, we still appreciate the fellowship and the fact that you're here. So thank you.
All yourself.
Just a couple of comments about the $500 or whatever $1,000 difference as far as expenditures versus revenue in the budget. I would just like to bring to note that $174,000 of that is a contribution from the general fund reserve to the general fund, and it's considered to be revenue. And then also the utility fund has a contribution to date of $232,622 from the reserve. And that's all.
Thank you. Mayor Pro Tem Adams?
Just looking forward to the heavy trash pickup being resolved, and do thank y'all all for coming, as Alderman McCown said.
Okay. I want to thank the citizens. I want to thank the council for everything they've done. For the budget workshops, I know it's been a long, tedious trial going over this. It's never a fun job. I want to thank Mr. Stahl for everything he does. I think he's done an exceptional job working hard to try to meet the demands. I know it's never a fun thing doing a budget, but I want to thank the citizens most of all for all your input. Whether it's positive, negative, whatever, we appreciate every bit we can get. With that being said, I thank everyone for showing up, and we are adjourned at 7:19.